Welcome back. This is Bev.
And this is Diz.
And this is
Trigger Warning.
Okay, we're back, everybody. We've got a brand new episode. Woo-hoo! And this time it's Diz's turn to talk.
It's my turn.
What you got for us today?
So today is a mystery.
Just a mystery?
It's a mystery because we're not sure if it's a true crime.
Okay, intriguing. I like it.
It's the disappearance of a man named Benjamin Bathurst, and this is from the 1700s.
Oh, wow. Where are you going?
Well,
old
sorry,
school?
The 1800s is okay. When this actually occurred.
It's still a long time ago. That was even before I was born, and I'm kind of old.
Whatever. We're not that far apart in That's age, true. You know.
If I insult my age, I insult your age.
That's right. No insulting of the age. Okay, so we're going to get started because it's kind of crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the disappearance of Benjamin Bathurst. So Benjamin Bathurst was born on March 18th, 1784 in London, England.
Okay.
He was the third son of Henry Bathurst, who was the third bishop of Norwich.
The third bishop of Norwich.
Ooh, right? That sounds so fancy.
Official.
I don't know. It was one of their governing, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really didn't get into that because it really doesn't have anything to do with his dad.
Okay.
Okay. So at the age of 25, he began working for the British Diplomatic Service.
Okay.
And he was appointed as the envoy extraordinary.
Oh.
Not extraordinaire. Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So basically that just meant that he was being chosen for a very, quote, very special mission.
Okay.
Okay. Now, his special mission was actually to travel to Vienna.
Okay.
And persuade the Austrians to attack Napoleon from their side while the British attacked through the Spanish Peninsula. So this is during the Napoleonic Wars.
Oh, okay? Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So during this time with the wars and everything, travel's pretty dangerous and long because, you know, it's the 1800s. So the roads aren't in great condition.
They couldn't get on the Autobahn or something?
Right. No. Couldn't call an Uber.
Oh,
no Lyft.
No Uber?
Not even a taxi. So there were bandits and spies that would try to steal and kill people, and it was just a bad situation. And
people taking advantage of war,
as they do, as the one does. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the big thing is if the French knew that he was a British diplomat, they would kill him.
Okay.
So there was a serious, very serious, danger.
Okay.
A lot of danger around this. It's not just him, like, I get to go on a mission. It's like, if they figure out who he is and who he's working for, they would kill him.
Okay.
And he's only
25. So aside from him being, like, who he's working for, just him being who he is and who his dad is
well, yeah,
dangerous
that,
enough
but
on
main,
its own?
But mainly it's that
it's
who
mission.
He's working for.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's mainly that. So basically, if he gets caught, they'll kill him. Bathurst makes it safely into Austria. And he's able to give the message to the Austrian court. So that's fantastic. He did his job. Awesome. So then he's done what he's supposed to, and he gets ready to go home. Now, obviously, it takes days to get anywhere then, so it's not like he's just going to zip right home. Bathurst is traveling as a merchant, and his name is Coke.
He's undercover.
As Coke.
Okay.
Spelled K-O-C-H.
Yes.
But pronounced like the drink.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they specifically said what he was armed with was two pistols in his pockets and then, quote, a few other small weapons in the coach.
So maybe knives or daggers or something?
I don't know, which kind of is strange to me, but I guess because he's only a merchant, he would need a bunch of weapons.
Yeah, he would carry a lot. Because that would kind of give away that he's more than just a merchant.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. So
yeah.
We can't change it. So anywho, his assistant, whose name was Kraus, was traveling under the name of Fisher.
Okay. Coke and Fisher.
Now, some authors think that there were two people traveling with him, a secretary and a valet. But most sources only refer to Kraus as his fellow traveler.
Okay.
And since he's trying to stay undercover low key, it would make sense to only travel with one person.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because unless he's a really good merchant, a rich merchant, he wouldn't have too many people with him, I would think, unless it was family, maybe. But, you know.
And he would have to be, because, basically, I guess Krauss would be like his valet.
Right.
Or actually, he could be a secretary.
Yeah, and he could be coming off like as a partner, as a merchant partner, or as an employee for him.
Or he could be doing all of the jobs.
Yes.
Which would make sense because, like you said, a merchant's not going to be able to afford multiple people.
Exactly. Yeah, unless he's a really wealthy, rich one, which I would think if that were the case, then some of the people there would know him. Or they would be like, why don't we know him, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, okay.
And trying to be like a super wealthy, rich person is not going to keep you under
the radar.
Radar, exactly. Okay, so they, the people, whatever, spoke to Krauss later, and he said that Bathurst seemed unusually anxious at this time. And he thought that was extra strange because they're already halfway through his mission, essentially. Mm-hmm. Everything's gone perfectly. There's no reason that he can tell for him to be anxious.
Right. Now, after it's all done, he's anxious.
But he specifically said that he seemed spooked.
Oh, okay.
Spooked. Okay, so we're going to move to Saturday, November 25th, 1809. Okay, this is the actual date. So Bathurst and Krauss stop in a small German town called Perleburg. Perleburg.
Perleburg. That sounds cool.
It's about halfway between Hamburg and Berlin.
Okay.
They get fresh horses, and they decide they're going to eat at the White Swan Inn. Sounds so fancy.
That does sound fancy. It's like a bed and breakfast.
It's not. The entire area is not a nice area. It's very run down. It's grungy. Most of the houses and little cottages and stuff are dilapidated, falling apart. It's not a nice area. But it's so small that Bathurst is hoping that the French would never think to look for anyone in this little rinky-dink town.
Okay.
So that's one reason why he wanted a small town and not a big town. Mm-hmm. So that's where they decided to stay. So they go to the inn and they order a hot meal, which I guess is something real fancy back then.
Uh-huh.
Then apparently Bathurst asks someone from the inn who the local police commander is. The police commander is Captain Klitzing. Klitzing.
Klitzing. Okay.
Klitzing. So he lived near their town hall. So Bathurst is like, I'm going to go talk to him. So he goes to talk to the police commander. So the captain is at home. Bathurst comes to the house. He's like, hey, this is what I'm here for. Because he's trusting this guy. Uh-huh. It's not like he's near the French or anything.
Right.
And he says, hey, I'm staying at the White Swan, but I feel like I'm in danger. I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And the captain's like, I don't know why you'd be concerned. The closest group of French soldiers is like 80 miles away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no French nearby. Right.
And 80 miles when you don't have a car is a
and they're not even all going to have horses even. So most of them are going to be walking, I would assume.
Yeah.
But he's like, okay, I'll give you two bodyguards
mm-hmm.
that you could use while you're here in town. So Bathurst is like, thank you kindly. He goes back to the White Swan Inn. Locks himself in his room. Apparently, he burns some letters in the fireplace there.
Okay.
And Krauss is saying that he just seemed really paranoid, but he doesn't know why.
Okay.
But he's...
You would think he would talk to the person that was with him.
Right?
Instead of trusting a complete stranger, captain, person.
And I don't know exactly what he told the captain as far as... Like, why he felt like he was in danger or whatever. Because, the entire thing is dangerous, so it's not like...
Right, but he'd already given the message that he was supposed to give.
Yeah.
And the letters may have been, that he burned, may have been something to do with his mission. So, if he burned those, and...
He should be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Krauss, is talking to him when he can, and he just is... Like, what is going on? This is so weird. Like, it's freaking him out because mm-hmm. Bathurst is acting so weird. So they start to settle in for the night. And then Bathurst goes to Krauss and he's like, I changed my mind. I want to leave right now instead of waiting for in the morning. I want to go right now.
Oh, and head in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. He was saying he was hoping the darkness, cover of darkness, would help.
Okay.
But it also makes it harder to see where you're going.
Right.
And they don't know the area. So he sends the two bodyguards back to the captain, mm-hmm. and he's like, hey, Kraus, I'm going to go check on our horses. He leaves the inn,
mm-hmm.
walks around the corner towards the stables, which are not very far away.
Right. I think the inns used to have stables usually attached or something.
Yeah,
for
we'll
the people
kind of
staying
talk
there.
About that later. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting you say that.
Okay.
So Kraus is like, okay, so he follows Bathurst. He's just a little bit behind him. So Bathurst rounds the corner towards the stables. Kraus is coming. He rounds the corner. No Bathurst anywhere that he can see.
What?
So he's like, what the heck?
Like, within, are we talking, like, seconds or, like, minutes?
Like, maybe 60 seconds. Like, it's like he's like, whoa, I better go, too. He was that far behind him kind of thing.
Right.
Not, like, 3 minutes later. It was, like, maybe 60 seconds. Yeah. Maybe 1 minute. So he starts to search the stables, because that's where he said he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Goes back to the room. Checks Bathurst's room. Nothing. Goes back to the captain. Looks at his house and is like, have you seen him? No. Checks on the street in the area. Couldn't find him or a sign of him anywhere. So it said in under 60 seconds.
He disappeared.
He disappeared. He vanished. So that's kind of our timeline. Bathurst is like, wow. Wigging out.
Wigging out some more.
Wigging out some more.
Then says, okay, we're leaving now.
I want to leave now. I want to see if being at night, if we can get there and it's safer. I'm going to go check on the horses. He walks out. He rounds a corner. Kraus is just a little bit behind him.
And he's
like,
gone.
He sees him round the corner. It's not like
right.
he's far away
yeah,
from him. And then he's just like nothing. There's nothing to show he was ever there.
Wow.
On that street.
That is weird.
So he obviously is talking to the captain. The captain impounds the carriage and their luggage for safekeeping, uh-huh. Bathurst's luggage. He moves Kraus to another inn in town and stations a guard at his door, just in
thinking,
case, because
yeah,
he has no idea
yeah,
what's going
Bathurst
on.
Bathurst has disappeared suddenly. What about the guy that's with him?
It said that the police thoroughly searched the entire town until sunrise. At sunrise. Okay. Because at night, they could only see so much.
Right.
It's not like they have flashlights and, like, headlamps and all this stuff.
Torches.
Yeah. Or, like, even street lights
right.
or anything.
Yeah, they might have had, like, oil lamps or something, but if it was a small town, probably not even that.
They did speak to two merchants who had also stayed at the White Swan at that time, and I'm not sure exactly why they were talking to me, because they were merchants,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they were going, they were undercover as,
right.
Bathurst. They were like, they have nothing to do with it. They were determined to not have anything
yeah, they
to
didn't
do
know
with
any,
Bathurst.
They were like, we're
anything.
Just trying to sell stuff and make money.
They even went to the nearby river and dragged it, which sounds crazy, but they, to see if he had fallen in or something crazy
right.
like that. Now, no one ever said anybody, like, he was drunk or anything.
Right.
Or anything like that. But, you know, it's like, maybe he stumbled and fell in the river, you know?
Yeah, after he rounded the corner on his way to the stables.
They even had bloodhounds going up and down the streets, sniffing for Bathurst.
What?
Right, that's pretty serious.
The like, hell? Yeah, no, they took it seriously.
They did. Because they knew he was a diplomat, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess he
well,
told
and they were like,
the captain,
this might help us and... Because I'm sure they were, like, either at war with France or
they're
possibly
going
to be.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So, nothing is found until Bathurst's fur coat is found in the home of a man named Augustus Schmidt during a house-to-house search that the police were doing. Now, some people thought it might have been found in an outhouse, but officially they say it was in the house. So, I don't know.
I mean, the outhouse is a very different thing
That's
than in
different
the house.
That's a different thing.
Because that could be somewhere he was hiding, somewhere
right.
he actually
in the
stopped
house
to
is
use
way
the outhouse.
Different.
But yeah, in the house is totally different.
So Augustus Schmidt's mother worked at the White Swan Inn. She said she had found the coat at the end, thought it had been left by one of the merchants, and had kept it in case there was a reward that was offered later on.
Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, that's plausible.
Schmidt also worked at the White Swan, and he took care of guests' horses.
Oh.
Interesting! Mm-hmm. He was also known as a petty thief, but they didn't think he was actually involved. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. But they were like, nah, we don't think he's involved.
Huh. Even though he saw him at the White Swan, knew where he was staying, he probably knew he had money because he got a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking care of the horses. So he could have been in the stable when Bathurst headed that way.
But that means he had to immediately have done something to him as soon as he entered the stables.
Where would you put him?
And then it's like, well, he didn't know that Bathurst was going to be coming out there.
Right, that's true. It's
unless his mom heard them talking in the inn.
Yeah.
But then it's not like she could be like texting him.
Yeah.
Hey, son, he's heading your way or anything like that. Right, so like, how do you get a message to someone that fast?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm like, it would have seriously
even if
been...
they overheard him, somebody would have had to run to be in front of where he was going, like to get ahead of him.
Yeah, and it sounds like as soon as he told Krause, hey, we're leaving,
he was
like,
out.
I'm checking on the horses now kind of thing. So, but that's just really weird that they both work there. He works with the horses.
Right. And then his coat's found either in his house or in his outhouse.
On their property.
Yeah.
And the mom said she got it. She found it. So she's not saying she had nothing to do. She's just like, oh, I found it.
So instead of being like, I'm going to take this to the merchants and see who it belongs to, she's like, maybe they'll offer me a reward.
Exactly.
And then suddenly I'll be like, yeah, I've got it. Which, I mean,
I guess that's what you
go,
I don't know.
Go on, lady. That's fine.
Finder's fee.
Yeah.
So then we hear about Benjamin's wife. Her name is, I don't know, Philida. Okay. Philida.
Philida. Yeah.
Philly. She travels to Prussia because it's the Napoleonic Wars. So this is what is now considered Germany.
Okay.
That was Prussia then. And hires an explorer to search for Benjamin.
Okay.
She's like, I want to know where he is. What has happened to him? So the person that she hires, his name is Henrik Rotgen.
Okay.
I'm really good at names.
You are. I'm enjoying it.
He looks around, does his searchy search. He doesn't find anything.
He's an explorer, not a detective.
And from what I remember reading about him, he was pretty young, too. Not to say that he wouldn't know what he's doing, but I don't know. And I don't know exactly what it means to explore and search for someone back then. So Bathurst's wife, Philly, she's like, what do I do now? And she's like, I'm going to go see Napoleon Bonaparte himself.
What?
I'm going to talk to him. She goes to Napoleon and she's begging him to tell her where her husband is. He, of course, is like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll help if I can. So he offers help to her, however that means. That just kind of blows my mind. I think that's just really weird.
Yeah.
But I guess she's thinking it has to be him because nothing else
makes
sense.
Right, that he was captured by the French, but even if, I mean, if he was captured by the French and they figured out what he had done, would they have taken him to the general himself?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, well, if they knew that he was like
a diplomat or something, maybe.
They might, because he's, you know, more than just some
spy.
Yeah. He's not just a spy. He's
right
of whatever.
Of value somehow.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Okay, so now we're going to talk about some things that they found. There's no actual dates given of when these things were located or these things happened, but a pair of trousers were found in the forest by two women who were out getting firewood.
Around this town that they had stopped
in. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was confirmed that the pants belonged to Bathurst. The pants had bullet holes in them. No blood stains or anything, just bullet holes. And they said it looked like someone had used them for target practice. Now, they were like, this is really weird at this time because clothing is expensive at this time. It's not like people usually had like a couple of sets of clothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They didn't just have a whole wardrobe.
That's why everybody smelled so good.
And most of the people in this town don't have a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And they said it was more likely that somebody would have kept the clothes right, or sold them. Right, if
they
found them.
Yeah, they would have kept them. If they found them,
instead of using them for target practice. A note in the pants pocket said, if anything happens to him, to Bathurst, mm-hmm. a French secret agent named... Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I got nothing. I want to say D'Artagnan. Okay, it's not D'Artagnan. It's spelled completely different, but it has the D apostrophe. Okay. And that's the first thing I think of. It's D apostrophe E-N-T-R-A-I-G-U-E-S.
D'Artagnan. Gotcha.
D'Artagnan.
Mm-hmm. I didn't take French. Sorry.
I didn't either. Spanish for me and you. Yeah. So the French secret agent named D'Artagnan, not really, was responsible. If he's dead.
Okay.
So they talked to D'Artagnan. He's like, I got nothing to do with this.
Well, and you would think that the people in the town would know that there was a French soldier or spy or right. agent of some sort in the town, if you it's a think, small town.
But that's what Bathurst...
Like, we know that guy. He's got a French accent and his name's D'Artagnan. Where else could he be from?
It's gotta be him.
D'Artagnan, not really.
The interesting thing is, shortly after, D'Artagnan not really is murdered.
What? Wow, he was murdered.
Which, you know, if he's a secret agent, like, that could have just happened, but that is very strange.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, I guess by this time, news has kind of caught around in that area that something happened. Mm-hmm. It had to do with this person, blah, blah, blah.
This guy's gone missing.
The Germans are like, the French did it. Because they're in Austria right now, okay? So, right. This is like the Germans. So the Germans think that the French did it. Mm-hmm. The British are like, yep, I'm sure it's the French.
Yeah.
And they accused Napoleon's agents of killing Bathurst.
Right. Okay.
Okay. The French are like, no, no.
No, no.
Bathurst was a foolish aristocrat, mm-hmm. a foolish nobleman. He's egotistical, an idiot. He must have committed suicide. Without realizing what he was doing. I'm sorry.
He offed himself by accident.
Then the captain, the police commander, mm-hmm. was thinking that it was just a local criminal that killed Bathurst, stole his money, and it was just a fluke thing that happened. The British government offered £1 million in a reward, which is... Just FYI, in 2023 money, that's $100,000. That's a lot of money.
US dollars? Mm-hmm. USD?
USD.
That's a lot of money now. It was a lot of money then.
There was no information, no progress, even with the reward being offered.
I wonder if Krauss killed him to make it seem like the French did something as an extra, like, ignition for the war.
Maybe Krauss is a double agent.
Maybe Krauss is D'Artagnan.
Maybe he is.
Maybe.
And that's why he put the note in his pocket.
Maybe.
Because he's like, I can't tell Krauss. I can't maybe. Be like, Krauss, whatever.
Yeah. Well, maybe so he had actually, to write it. Honestly, though, maybe, like, all jokes aside, maybe he didn't trust him for some reason. And that's why he went to the commander of the police force.
True.
But you would think then that he'd be like, well, if he doesn't trust him, then why would he say, we're leaving now? Like, he... Could have just left in the middle of the night without Krauss, telling him.
Well, and his name was Herr Krauss. That's German.
Okay, that's true, yeah.
So not to say that the Germans had anything to do with it.
Right.
Because they're kind of in the middle of this situation, right. Literally.
But they're also not French. So, and the French one, the French is what he was trying to get, like, the Austrians to fight against, right?
Right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, we're all against the French right now.
Right. Because Napoleon's trying to take over, like, everything he can.
Correct. So, Bathurst remained missing, and they eventually presumed that he was dead. We're going to scoot on through the years, 43 years later. On April 15th, 1852, a house on Hamburg Road was being demolished, which is right in this area. It's right there.
Like, near where the inn was that mm-hmm. he stayed at. Okay.
And a skeleton is uncovered in the rubble. It was actually found in the threshold of the stable. So, like, right as you enter into the stable.
What?
Okay.
Where would it have, like, under the stable?
Yeah, like in the ground.
Okay.
I assume. It just said in the rubble, which I thought it was a strange way of saying it. Because I'm like, was it in the root? Like, was it in the actual, like, walls of this? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, could it have been in, like, a false wall?
And maybe they just didn't know because of the time that it was uncovered. It was the 1850s, so.
Yeah, I wonder what they would have been demolishing with at that point.
Who knows? Right?
They didn't have wrecking balls. They wouldn't have had a bulldozer or anything, so. Like a battering ram, or like, I guess it depends on what the stable was made of, too.
They just let people come kick the walls.
Yeah, they're like, if you're mad, just come kick this thing. We want to knock it down.
So they determined that the skeleton was a male in his mid-20s, which would have been around Bathurst's age in 1809. He was 25.
Okay.
The skeleton had a fractured skull, but there were no gunshot wounds on the entire skeleton at all.
Okay.
But there was a fracture in the skull.
Yeah. And a gunshot wound could have... Like a gunshot, a bullet could have gone through him without hitting a bone.
Right.
So.
But there would have been blood on the pants if he was wearing pants at the time.
Right.
And there was no blood on the pants.
Okay.
But that's if he even had pants on.
But they could have knocked him upside his head.
So
or
this
it could
house,
have been during the demolition that it was cracked.
That's a good point.
Unless there was, like, dried blood on the bones or something.
There was no talk about blood on the bones, so... Okay. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I guess it depends on what they were, because I'm thinking in my head, I'm still thinking of a wrecking ball or something. So, So the house is about 300 yards away, which is about a block and a half from the White Swan Inn. That's where this house is located.
Okay.
The current owner at that time bought the house in 1834. The previous owner inherited the house from his father. So the guy who owned it before this person was Christian Mertens Jr., and he inherited it from his dad.
Okay.
His dad, Mertens Sr., had been a servant at the White Swan.
Uh-huh.
This particular house had not been searched by Captain Klitzing's officers because the father back then had a spotless reputation.
Oh,
they didn't think they would even need to check.
Of course not.
Another interesting thing about the father, he gave his two daughters a large dowry when they married, and it was way more than what he could have ever saved or made working at the White Swan.
So he could have killed Bathurst to take his money, hidden his body, and they didn't search his house because he was a man of upstanding reputation.
Right. And I don't know exactly how long after Bathurst went missing that the daughters were married or anything. But that's very interesting. Yeah. Especially two daughters.
And
I
he
can't
could
imagine.
Have, yeah, and he could have stowed away the money and thought, wait until everything dies down and then whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he never just trusts an upstanding reputation.
Well, we've learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
So there was a woman who worked at the local coffee house that testified years later that she said that immediately after Bathurst had visited the coffee house, I don't know exactly where this was in our little timeline of things that happened since he got to that town, but she said as soon as he visited the coffee house, Augustus Schmidt, the other person we were talking about earlier.
Right, the one who had the coat that they found his coat.
Right,
yeah,
that they both worked for the White Swan.
Right.
He had come in and asked where Coke was, because that's what his name was at that time. That's what Bathurst was going as. And I think they must have said, hey, he just left. And so he went right out right afterwards.
So he was looking
quickly,
for
like,
him.
Suspiciously. A reward of, it says 500 thalers, which was a Prussian currency at that time, was offered for any news or information that people could provide.
This was immediately after Bathurst went missing.
I think so.
Okay.
But then, like, they didn't talk about that until much farther in all the information I was reading.
Okay.
Which I thought was strange. It has to be, though, because they also paid local police officers to help expedite the investigation.
Except for...
And they wouldn't have...
The local police officers trusted that one guy.
They probably did do it when the skeleton was found.
Oh, maybe so.
Because that's a huge, that's a person.
Yeah.
Not just like...
And I don't, I unfortunately don't know European history well enough to know if it was still considered Prussia at that point.
I think it was, because it was Prussian currency at the time.
Yeah.
But that seems like, I don't know. Yeah. 1852 just doesn't seem that far away.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But in history...
But I mean, 2000 doesn't seem like that long ago either.
Okay,
that was,
that's
that was
true.
Almost 25 years
that's
ago.
That's true. So they were paying local police to kind of be like, hurry up and find something.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this just caused more false reports, false information.
Right, because people want the reward.
Because people were just trying to get the reward.
Okay.
So that goes on for I don't know exactly how long, and the actual fate.
I just Googled it, and Prussia became Germany in 1871.
Okay, so,
so
still
yeah,
like 20 years
still,
away almost.
Yeah, it was still Prussia at the time. So yeah, it must have been when they found the skeleton that they offered the Prussian money.
Crazy.
Reward.
Yeah, yep. It was 1852.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the bottom line is they still don't actually know what happened to Benjamin Bathurst.
Yeah. If they hadn't found a body, like, and they don't know for sure that
they
it's him.
They don't know for sure it's him, because they just know it was around his age.
Yeah. And it was a male.
Which, how do they tell that back then?
Probably the growth of the bones and
but
stuff like that.
Do they know all that stuff?
I know in the 1800s, like, that's when people started, like, really...
Being very,
looking at, you know, like doing autopsies and stuff, yeah. And trying to study and like that
learn
kind of thing.
Things.
But because I was thinking, like when you were first talking about it, I was like, well, he was in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
25 is a little bit older, but like some mental health disorders show up in the late teens, early 20s.
Oh, that's true.
So I was like, maybe the stress of this mission, like set off like a schizophrenia or some other mental health issue. And that's why he was paranoid or something like that. But, I mean, then he ended up disappearing and possibly ended up dead in somebody's house. So, it's just possible that he was paranoid because there was a reason to be afraid.
Yeah. I don't know. I still wonder about Krauss.
Yeah. I mean, Krauss was... Because they had his word to go on.
Yeah.
That he literally walked around the corner and boom, he was gone.
Right.
Because nobody else was there to say, yeah... Krauss was like 3 seconds behind him or whatever.
Right. And it didn't say there was like tons of people out on the street, but it wasn't like it was completely desolate. Not desolate. What's the word I'm looking for?
Empty.
I mean, yeah, that works.
Yeah. Desolate and empty.
It wasn't an empty street necessarily.
Right.
But
if it was the middle of the night and...
There's not going to be that many people out and about.
Yeah.
And depending on who is out and about... May not be people that want to be known to be out and about.
Right.
They're not going to come forward, even if they did see something.
Yeah, true.
It's just strange if it really happened that way, that
Krauss
very shortly behind.
Involved somehow,
mm-hmm.
And it literally was like a minute or two or whatever, and he just disappeared off the face of the planet. That is really strange and really hard to
UFOs.
Understand. Yeah.
It was an alien.
Well, he didn't see a bright light, so.
That's
His car didn't suddenly turn off. But.
It's just so many people that were involved.
But if it was the middle of the night, like, he could have been hit over the head with something and dragged behind a tree or into a shadow somewhere. I mean, if, like, the guy that worked in the stables did it, maybe he knew a hidey spot in the stables that was hard to see.
Right.
And then once Krauss went and got the police commander and was like, help me, I can't find him, then that gave that guy more time to move the body somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know exactly if how they had it was exactly how, like, he checked the stables, he checked the room, he checked the captain.
Right. You don't know what order he did those things in.
So that could have given somebody...
And how much light he had.
Right. Like, come on.
Because
you know, there
mean,
wasn't any light.
In the movies, a candlelight shows, like, an entire room. But if the power's ever gone out in your house and you've used a candle, you know it does not light up the corners of
it's
your
like
room.
It's like, you're lucky it's, like, a foot away from you that
yeah,
you can see.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you can, I mean, it's hard to even read by candlelight, in
so
my
if you
opinion,
have a full moon, maybe you can see, but you're not
going
to be able to see into those shadows.
Yeah. And with, like, horses and stuff in the stables, I would think that it would be hard to get in the corners back behind the horses. And,
right.
You know, like if there's hay and stuff, like, or straw or something, and they kind of can pile it up.
And
know,
you would assume
moving behind
stable,
the hay,
there would be a way in and another way out or in.
Right.
And then it's like, well, the ladies find pants in the forest. How far away is that from the stables?
Right.
Is that like a direct line?
Yeah.
Because they could have just drug him out the back when Kraus went to go check back at the White Swan and taken him right into the forest. Yeah.
Well, and his pants could have been removed later and...
Right.
Like...
And left there.
Yeah.
Like...
Maybe somebody took the pants and then they're like, oh, they don't fit me. Or somebody might think they're his and they used them for target practice. Or,
right.
You know, maybe Bathurst took them off and used them for target practice because he had had a, like, a psychotic break or something.
Right. It's just crazy.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of strange. Know. Yeah.
And I kind of want to see, like, what the town, like, where all the buildings are from then.
I wonder what they did with the skeleton that they found.
I don't know. I didn't see anything about that. Because
I wonder if they
that.
Could trace... lineage. The lineage and do some kind of genealogical testing on it and see if it was Bathurst's skeleton.
I know, right? Yeah, because we really don't know if it's him.
No.
It could be that his body's never found.
Yeah.
Has never been found and will never be found.
Yeah, he could have been anywhere. I mean, he could have disappeared on purpose.
Yeah.
Or somebody could have killed him or... There's a lot that could have happened because there just wasn't the technology then. You could go start a whole new life somewhere else and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it's not like
you can just be whoever you want to be.
Yeah. Well, and also I was also thinking, because I just feel like Kraus may have had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
If Bathurst is not trusting Kraus, he's like, hey, I'm going to go check on the horses. Like if he's trying to run.
Yeah, maybe he, like, knew there was a place he could duck out of sight. And,
right.
Like, a shortcut he could take.
Or if he just thought, I'll get there first and be gone before he can get to a horse.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And then
why wouldn't he just try to make it back to his home?
Yeah. And, I mean, and Kraus could have just told people that's what happened. He could have just followed him out there and killed him.
He could have killed him.
Knowing it was dark, knowing that it was, you know... That he had been paranoid that day and stuff, they wouldn't have suspected the guy he was with.
He could have suggested that they leave in the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
And then Bathurst sends the two bodyguards away.
Yeah.
And then Kraus is like, oh, you're mine now.
I mean, and Kraus could have killed him.
But Kraus is never mentioned again.
Not even for political reasons, but could have just decided he wanted the money that he had.
Right.
You know.
But then that whole thing with... that other guy that owned the house, what's his name? The senior Merton senior.
Uh-huh.
Like that's just very strange.
And having
as
the dowry,
well.
Yeah.
Unless Kraus
was like, hide the body in your house, and I'll give you half the money.
True. That could, yeah. And how much money did he have? Like, it's not like he's like transporting all these riches with him.
I mean, but he was a diplomat, so he had more.
So he had
and
money.
And if this was a very poor village, then. Any money he had probably would have been a lot of money to.
Yeah,
you know.
But you also have to think he's traveling undercover.
Right.
A merchant's not going to have a ton of money on him.
Yeah, unless he can say, I just sold a big lot and.
Right.
You know.
So then I'm like, how much money did he really have with him? Even his clothing, selling as clothing, you couldn't sell it nearby.
Right.
At least in the town right there, because people would have seen.
Yeah, in the town they would have known. But if you traveled to. Another town.
Even two towns over, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why it just keep going in circles.
Yeah, that's a hard one to figure out. There's just so many odds and ends. And in the case being so old, there's just no way to know.
It's not like we have CCTV footage or...
Yeah, you can't go back and take a fresh look because all we have is what's written down from there
and
at that time.
By word of mouth, honestly. And
yeah.
We just have to take Kraus at his word.
Yeah.
And the other people that they've talked to.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, that was an interesting one. I was not expecting all the twists and turns there.
I know. When I first looked into it, I was like, well, this guy's just, you know, whatever. And then I started like,
it's like, oh, well,
this
he's
was found,
kind of
then...
doing like spy work. So, yeah. And then he disappears. So, obviously, he was killed by... the enemy, and it's like, but no, then it gets all complicated.
Well, especially since so many people had connections to the White Swan, but like you said, that sounds like it was a very
big
employer.
Sounds like the mayor, big business in town.
Right.
Yeah.
And there were other inns, though, because that's where the captain sends Kraus later on to a different inn.
Right.
But
I mean, but if it was a small town, they could have like two.
And you know, anyone living really close to that inn is going to work there.
Yeah.
That's why so many people really close by.
Yeah, it was probably a lot of, like, farmers and stuff on the outskirts. And then, like, in town, it was like, you worked for the police. You worked for the coffee shop or whatever.
Yeah.
The inn, the grocer, you know, stables, whatever. Like, just specific little businesses in town.
Right. Well, so that's the story, guys, of the
disappearance. Benjamin Bathurst, that is crazy.
25. He was 25.
Wow.
He was old then. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was considered old.
Well, apparently back in the day, you know, they say the average lifespan was like
40
or something like that. But that's because if you lived past like 5 years old, then your chances of living to 60 was fine. It was just that the infant mortality rate was so high that it brought the average down.
Down. I gotcha. Yeah.
So
people, like, it wasn't abnormal for people to live into their 60s.
Right. 70s. Yeah.
Well, we know because there's people in history that we know. Like,
yeah, exactly. So
usually it's people that have the money, though, because they could.
Yeah, they could afford positions and stuff. Yeah. And stuff. But.
Well, there you go, guys. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Tell us your thoughts on that. You can email us at triggerwarning411@gmail.com. And if and when we have a website, we'll let you know about it. Yeah, shoot us an email and tell us your theories, because this is an interesting one.
Yeah, it was a different one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because we don't know if it's true crime. We don't know if it was mental health. We don't know any.
It could be a little bit of everything.
It could have been. And it probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for this one.
That's it, guys.
See you next time.
Watch for deer.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.